You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Doug Stites, who is CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear you're terrific. There's been some alarming news that may hit your agency here with budget cuts from the federal level. Michigan Works could be in trouble.
Possibility, but we've got a ways to go with it. They say it's a long way to the end of this story yet.
Well, and so that part is good news. I appreciate you turning it around already. The cuts that are being looked at the federal level are to something called the Workforce Investment Act, in which the Capital Area Michigan Works is largely funded by that, and there's some pretty hefty cuts that the House has approved to that at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're talking about the House and Senate, and the President have not yet settled on a budget for the fiscal year term that really started back in October and ends in September. So they're really talking about the budget for the federal government for the year that we're in the middle of. And so they still haven't settled this year's budget. Yesterday they decided to come to an agreement to extend that the discussion for another 2 weeks, or in fact there could have been a federal government shutdown. Our budget's a little itty bitty piece of that much larger discussion because it's the whole federal government. The House version in that would have eliminated the funding for almost all of the job training programs, and we're in that group. So they've agreed for another 2 weeks to discuss it. The Senate doesn't have a proposal that I'm aware of as of yet. The President has said he doesn't support the House's version, and in fact, in his 2012 budget, which is for the next year, starting next October, his proposal is to continue to have these programs, but in a slightly different version. He wants to change them some, which is, given this, you know, state of the economy, not to be unexpected, but so, as I said, it's got a ways to go. House says eliminate them. Senate yet hasn't put forth, except some senators have said we don't want them eliminated individually, but the Senate as a whole hasn't put forth, and the President for next year saying I want them continued. So
that's a ray. Those are a couple of rays of hope in this situation, certainly.
Right. As I said, they're trying to still sort out a budget they were supposed to have finished last year, and then, of course, they need to get started on the budget that they're supposed to get ready for next October. So they're all just a little bit behind.
Well, I mean, Capital Area Michigan Works serves, well, I'll ask you the question, you know, how many people in the Michigan area?
Well, there's 25 Michigan Works agencies. We're all operated independently from each other. So I cover the three counties here in the Capital region, and we serve somewhere between 3 and 3.5 million customers a year come through our centers. We have three centers here in the Capital Region, and primarily focused on helping people who are looking for jobs, which is what we're all hoping for, is to get more people into work. These are mostly people, you know, that want to work, look for work, and our primary customer is employers, really, because those people looking, I got to have employers as my primary customer because they're the ones with the jobs. And we've been pretty fortunate here in the Capital Region. We've got terrific employers. A lot of them use our agency as a way to try to help find people or help us understand what training programs they need with our partners at the college and university and other training partners. So we're really blessed with great employers who really use a lot of our programs and let us try to figure out how to place people in jobs, because that's what it's really all about, is getting people to work, which I think is a pretty good thing. So,
which is why, I mean, we certainly are aware of the need to trim budgets at the state and at the federal level. But when you have an organization that's goal is to put employees and employers together, cutting funding to enable that seems the antithesis of what we're trying to do here in the country.
Well, my expectation, I'll be honest, I'm a pretty conservative individual. I think that I'd expect our program at the end of the day, is and probably will and should be cut. So I'm sort of probably doesn't make much sense to your listener. But, I mean, we're borrowing too much money federally, 40 cents of every dollar. So at some point, we're all going to probably have to tighten our belts and probably stop doing things we're doing. And I don't think our program is probably an exception to that. So, but I do think we try to be responsible. I mean, our job is to try to find people looking for jobs and help them more quickly get into employers who are looking for people and make sure those people get training. We have hundreds and hundreds of people we're sponsoring and putting into training in school who've lost jobs in this economy, who can't get a job because they don't have skills anymore. So we do an awful lot of that. But I do expect government programs like mine, I've been doing it for almost 40 years, are gonna have to do more with less. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. But I think it'd be a shame to see a program. If it went away, the 1,000 people we serve here a day, I'm not sure where they would, and those employers would go to find each other, and these people wouldn't have the resources to go to get trained for the jobs we are creating. Because we're not creating the jobs that we used to, that you could get a job without skills. The people that we've displaced in this economy, almost 850,000 in Michigan, many of them can't go back to work unless they get reskilled in some way, and then that takes formal training.
Well, and as you said, you partner with, you know, Lansing Community College and other schools in the area to train them for a new skill set for, as you said, the new jobs rather than the ones that used to be available that won't be again.
And the way you do that most effectively is getting as close as you can to business to understand exactly what they're not going to just need today but tomorrow. And we've got 7 councils made up of employers in IT, healthcare, manufacturing, insurance, bioscience, biomanufacturing, trying to understand what are they going to need, so we're really training people for the jobs, not just on March 2nd, but on March 3rd and the days in the future. So, but I said, government is going to take a haircut, and we can't keep borrowing as much money both nationally, and we're going to have to do but less, but I think it's a program that deserves some consideration. So,
and you go about getting the ear of legislators and so forth and letting them know the job that you're doing and the importance of it to the community?
Well, we have a bid, and so have an awful lot of the supporters that have supported the program, and businesses that use the program have done part of that job. So, as I said, I think this story's got a ways to go, and my hope is that at the end of the day there will be support for the program, though I think it'll probably be at a reduced level. We'll have to see.
Well, Doug, I appreciate your time tonight and kind of helping us sort out. The headline was alarming, so I'm pleased to hear that we're still in the hunt here.
Oh, well, I appreciate it all.
Thank you so much. Doug Steit, CEO of Capital Area Michigan Works. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Keith Ledbetter with the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association about potholes, and Mike Nichols. We're going to talk about a big decision from the Supreme Court today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.